Gentle snow has been falling on Odyssey all morning, a perfect contrast to the warm, smoggy Los Angeles Witt's daughter and grandchildren are used to. They're here for a time of warmth, celebration, and togetherness. Maybe.
And here we are, home at last. Wait a minute. Come on in.
Let me help you with those cases, Dad.
Oh, I have them. Thank you anyway, Jana. You know, you must be tired after such a long flight.
We're all right, aren't we, Monty?
Which room am I staying in?
Well, Monty, I thought I'd put you in the same room as last time. Your Uncle Jerry's old room.
Can I go up?
Sure, go ahead. Hold it. You may as well take one of these suitcases with you.
Oh, okay. Uncle Jerry's room is the one on the right?
Yep, make yourself at home.
Thanks.
Oh, he's grown a lot since I last saw him, Jenna.
Well, things change a lot in 2 years. Except this house. It hasn't changed in a decade.
No sense making changes when I like it the way it is.
But you shouldn't hold on to old memories when they're... Oh, listen to me. I haven't been here 5 minutes and I'm ready to have an argument.
Well, should we have one now and get it over with or wait until later?
Do we have to have one at all?
Well, it seems to be a tradition with us.
Well, later then. I'm too tired now. Where did Jenny run off to?
Oh, she was still out by the car a minute ago.
Jenny! Honey! Why don't you come on in? It's cold out there.
Yes, Mother.
Oh, that girl. She has brains like Einstein but doesn't know enough to come in from the cold.
I was attempting to determine whether it felt cold because the temperature is low, or if it felt cold because there is more moisture in the air here. You know, Grandpa, the climate in Southern California is very dry.
Remind me to introduce you to one of my employees, Jenny. I think you would get along with him nicely.
Is he from California?
No, I'm not even sure he's from this planet, but you'll like him. His name is Eugene.
I would be pleased to meet him.
Later, Jenny. Why don't you take some of your things up to your room? Which room?
Jason's old room will do.
It's the one on the left, Jenny.
Yes, ma'am. Could you please hand me my black case, Grandpa?
Of course. I've been meaning to ask what this is. A musical instrument of some sort, right?
Yes. It's my violin.
Well, I didn't realize you played violin. I thought you played the piano.
I do, but we couldn't fit it in the suitcase. I decided to learn violin as well.
Well, I'll be. Are you any good?
Yes, I am.
She's in the first chair in the school orchestra at home. Her teacher says she's a prodigy.
I'm impressed. You know, Odyssey has a children's orchestra, too. They're doing a concert in a couple of weeks. Since you're here for the holidays, I should see if they have room for you. Would you like that?
Yes, I would.
Dad, I'm not sure if we should.
Please, Mom. I'd enjoy it very much.
Well, I'm sure they'd love to have her play, Jana.
It's up to you, Jenny.
If it's up to me, then I would have to say I'd prefer to do it.
Is that a yes?
Yes. May I go to my room now?
You may.
Thank you.
And no experiments in the room, Jenny?
Yes, Mother.
You don't really mind if I get her in the orchestra, do you? I mean, if you do, it's easy enough to...
No, that's all right. She wants to.
Good. Well, I'll give Dan Bryant a call. He's the director.
She'll like that.
And, Jana.
Yes, Dad?
It's good to have you home.
Thanks. It's good to be home.
Hi, Connie.
Hi, Sandra. What's up?
I'm on my way to orchestra practice, and I thought I'd see if Mr. Whitaker was here. He said that he had some old sheet music for me to use for rehearsals.
No, I'm sorry. He's at home with his family.
His family? I didn't know he had one of those.
His daughter and 2 grandkids. They'll be around for a few weeks. I'm sure you'll meet them. Did Whit say where he kept the sheet music?
No, he just said that he had some for me.
Oh, well, it could be anywhere around here. What do you play in the orchestra?
Violin.
I mean, what kind of music?
Classical and junk like that. You know, orchestra stuff. We're going to do a Christmas concert in a couple of weeks.
That's right. I've seen the posters.
Well, you're going to have to come and see it.
Why? Something special going to happen?
Well, maybe.
Like what?
Like I may be playing a violin solo on one of the songs.
Really? In front of everybody? Ooh, I'd be scared out of my skin.
Not me. I've been waiting all year for this. Mr. Bryant's going to make the announcement at rehearsal this afternoon.
Well, I sure hope you get it, Sandra.
After all this waiting, I better get it.
Absolutely breathtaking, Jenny.
Thank you, Mr. Bryant.
When Mr. Whittaker said his granddaughter wanted to play in our orchestra, I thought, oh no, another relative I'm going to have to squeeze in. But you're terrific. Where did you learn how to play so well?
Books at home.
Books at home? I don't believe it. You learned how to play like that just from reading books?
Not only books.
Oh, I should say.
I listen to tapes of classical music, too.
Oh, absolutely incredible. Well, Jenny, if you think you want to join our little orchestra, you know, if only for a short while, I may have something very special for you to do. No, quiet down, everyone. Thank you. Before we begin today's rehearsal, I'd like to introduce you to someone very special. She's a young lady who's traveled all the way from California to be with us today. Well, she didn't actually travel to be with us, but she did come to Odyssey to visit her grandfather. Some of you know him, Mr. John Avery Whittaker.
Hey, that's Mr. Whittaker's granddaughter.
Yes, that's right. I'd like to introduce you to Jennifer Dowd.
Jennifer Whittaker Dowd, please. It's hyphenated.
Of course, those hyphens always get me. Jennifer Whittaker Dowd. Thank you. Jenny will be performing with us in our seasonal concert. Her area of expertise, I do mean expertise, is the violin. So Sandra and Rebecca, you'll have some company there in the string section. And I suppose now would be the best time to announce that I've asked Jenny here to perform the solo in O Come, O Come, Emmanuel.
What?
I'm sorry, Sandra, did you say something?
You asked her to do the solo?
Yes. Is that a problem?
No, sir.
Good. Well, enough about that. Let's go on with our rehearsal, shall we? I believe we'll warm up with Adeste Fidelis. Everyone tuned?
Yeah!
Sandra, did you hear that? He's giving the solo to the new kid.
I heard. My mom's not gonna be too happy about this.
Are you sure you heard right, Sandra?
I did! He gave the solo to this Jenny girl!
But why? No one can play it like you. Day in and day out, the entire year you've been practicing, why would he give it to a stranger?
It's because she's Mr. Whittaker's granddaughter. That's why. Mr. Bryant's playing favorites.
If he is, he's not going to get away with it. I mean, I'm not going to sit back and have my daughter's talent go down the drain.
But what can we do? He's already announced it and everything.
I don't care. You've practiced too long and too hard to get this solo, and I am not going to see it snatched out from under you because of favoritism. Where's the phone book? I'm calling Mr. Bryant right now.
Okay, Dan. Yeah, thanks for letting me know. No, I understand completely. Don't worry about it. Right. Bye. Just one Christmas program without hurt feelings. Just one.
What was that all about?
Oh, that was Dan Bryant. Apparently there's been a reaction to his giving Jenny the violin solo in O Come, O Come, Emmanuel.
Reaction? What sort of reaction?
Well, the mother or one of the other violin players got upset.
Oh, I was afraid this would happen. What's the problem?
She thinks it's unfair to give the solo to someone from out of town. I suppose she has a point.
Oh, she does?
Well, yes.
Well, if Jenny can play the solo the best, then why shouldn't she be the one to do it?
Now, Jana, you know it's not that simple. Some of these kids wait all year to do this program.
So?
You want it to be a good program, right?
Yes.
You want to use the kids who'll do the best job.
But there's more to it than that. We have to think about the kids' feelings and how to encourage them.
And you have to prepare them for the fact that they won't always get what they want. Those are the breaks, the rules of the game.
Jana.
Why are you always so fair about these things? This is your granddaughter we're talking about. What about her feelings, or don't you care about them?
Jana, that's a low blow, and you know it. Of course I care about Jenny's feelings, but we have to take into consideration...
I don't have to take anything into consideration, except what happens to Jenny. You got her hopes up by suggesting this, and now... Ugh.
Jana, I didn't say she won't be able to do it. Mr. Bryant's going to give a special tryout for the solo, and he'll make the decision.
Well, I'm not sure I want her involved
now. Now, wait a minute. Didn't you just say that you...
I don't want her to get hurt, Dad. Not again.
Again?
Yes. You don't think she's been through this sort of thing before? She's so bright and talented. It happens over and over. Adults will rely on her, and the kids get jealous. They can be very cruel.
I'm sorry, Jana. I didn't realize.
Dad, we came here for a holiday. Not to get in the middle of another controversy over Jenny's talents.
Oh, boy. Well, maybe we should talk to her about it. At least let her know what's happening.
I guess so.
Where is she?
I'm not sure. She went out with Monty a little while ago.
Lovely the way they've decorated the town for Christmas. Don't you agree, Monty?
Uh-huh. Can we go home now? I'm getting cold.
If you like. Looky who it is. Little Jennifer hyphenated name. Hello. You're Sandra and Rebecca from the orchestra, aren't you?
She remembers us, Rebecca. Isn't that nice of her?
I feel so honored.
I'd like you to meet my brother. Monty, this is Sandra and Rebecca from the orchestra. They play violin like I do.
No, we couldn't play it like you do, Jennifer. Nobody plays violin like you.
With a little practice, I'm sure they
That's
would
That's not what they meant, Jenny.
Funny how you came into town and suddenly got the solo in the orchestra.
Funny?
Look, girls, we really have to go.
Why would that be funny? Mr. Bryant heard me play and asked me to do it.
Oh, really? So it doesn't have anything to do with you being Mr. Whitaker's granddaughter, does it?
No, I don't believe so. Should it?
Some of us think it does, and we're not gonna let you get away with it.
Cut it out, all right? My sister didn't do anything to you.
She's here, that's enough. Come on, Rebecca. I don't want to keep Little Miss Hyphenated from practicing her solo, the one she won't get to do.
Adventures in Odyssey will continue right after this. Back to today's Adventure in Odyssey.
Hi, Jenny.
Hello, Mother.
What are you doing?
I was reading one of Grandpa's books about semiconductors.
Is this how you deal with the hurt, Jenny? You bury yourself in your books?
I'm not sure I understand.
Monty told me what happened in town.
Oh, that? I'd forgotten all about that.
He said you cried.
Well, cold air often makes one's eyes water. It's a common occurrence.
Jenny, it's all right to cry.
But, Mother, I have no reason to cry. It's only a violin solo. We'll all try out for it tomorrow. And may the best girl win, to borrow the phrase.
You're sure you want to do that?
Yes, I'm sure.
Jenny... You weren't hurt by what the girls said today? The way they treated you?
Mother, really? I can't let my emotions be affected by the immaturity of others.
No, I don't suppose you can. But if it were me, I'd be crying my eyes out.
A waste of lacrimal fluid.
Well, you never cease to amaze me, Jenny. Hey, why don't you come downstairs and help us decorate the living room? Grandpa's pulling the Christmas ornaments down from the attic.
That would be pleasant. I'd like to finish this chapter first.
All right, but don't be long.
I won't.
I love you, Jen. And you're going to do great tomorrow.
Thank you. I'll certainly do my best. Now, about these semiconductors. The semiconductor diode and transistor were first developed in 1948 by William Shockley and Walter.
Jenny?
Oh, Mom.
Oh, my poor baby. It's all right.
Thank you,
That's
Sandra.
My baby.
Well done.
Good job, honey.
Thank you, Mr. Bryant.
Good. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you, Mrs.
Good job.
Underwood.
Excellent. Excellent. Wonderful. Oh, that was so good.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you, Mrs. Underwood. That. Yeah. That'll do.
Oh yes. Good job, baby. You were terrific. Really terrific.
Thanks, Mom.
Jennifer Whitaker Dowd.
Okay, Jim. Try to relax and don't forget to concentrate. You'll do fine.
Yes, Mother.
And don't forget your finger control. You don't want to squeak in the middle of a long note. You understand?
Yes, Mother.
And be sure to...
Jana, I think she has the idea.
Oh, I know. I'm sorry. These things make me nervous.
Do well, Jenny.
Thank you, Grandpa.
Jennifer, just take your place and start when you're ready.
Thank you, Mr. Bryant. Thank you, Mr. Bryant.
Thank you, Jennifer, and I think that's all we need for now. I'll call you with my final decision. Thank you all for coming.
Jenny? Hello, Sandra. Look, no matter what he decides, no hard feelings, okay?
Okay.
I mean, I was just thinking about it, and I'm sorry about what I said yesterday, you know. I've been waiting for this all year, you know?
Apology accepted, Sandra. I understand.
Okay, well, see you around.
Uh-huh. See you.
Jenny, I don't understand what happened.
Could we go to Wit's End for some hot chocolate, please?
I suppose so. Dad?
Why, of course. I was going to suggest it myself. Come on.
Right, we've had our hot chocolate. Jenny, will you please tell me what happened today? You could have played that solo with both hands tied behind your back.
Oh, no, I don't think so, Mother. You see, if both hands were tied behind my back...
It's just an expression, dear. What in the world were you thinking?
Did you see the way Sandra's mother applauded and cheered when she finished playing?
Yes.
And did you see the look on Sandra's face when she walked over and sat down?
Yes.
Those things were worth more than my playing that solo. Grandpa, can I go up and look at the computer in your office? I've been hearing a lot about it.
Why, of course you may.
Thank you.
Sometimes she amazes me.
Yes, you should be very proud of her, Jenny.
I am.
You should be proud of yourself, too.
Me? What did I do?
Well, you've raised her well. Somewhere beneath that brilliant IQ is an equally brilliant heart. You've done all right.
Well, it's a miracle considering all my worrying and mistakes.
Well, your mother and I felt the same way.
Really?
Uh-huh.
I'm surprised considering how perfect your children were.
Oh,
Oh, you know, Dad, the longer I'm a parent, the more I wonder how our children turn out as well as they do.
Only by the grace of God, Jana. Only by the grace of God.
It's hard to know what to do in a situation like we heard today, but we can always take comfort in the fact that an act of love goes a lot further than having things our own way. The Apostle Paul wrote to the church in Philippi, "Let nothing be done through selfishness or conceit, but in humility treat others better than yourself. Let each of you look out not only for your own interests, but also for the interests of others." Jesus himself told us to love those who hurt us and pray for those who mistreat us. Jenny was hurt by what happened to her, but that didn't seem to stop her from doing what she believed to be the right thing. Adventures and Odyssey is a production of Focus on the Family. Today's program was written and directed by Paul McCusker. Our production engineer was Bob Luttrell, and our executive producer, Chuck Fulty. And I'm Chris, inviting you to join us again next time for Adventures in Odyssey.